best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Really do. Again, shout out to Audrey Baylor. She is the new city council member, St. C. Very nice person. I do like Audrey. And shopped. I've gotten coffee at Giacinta's a number of times. Good woman. And also a black belt in Taekwondo or karate or something where she could just beat me up. She's quite good. Anyway, Audrey, congratulations. Best wishes to you, kiddo. Best wishes. All right, so if you've just joined us, first, you missed some incredible radio, except for the opening where I had a frog in my throat, which is phlegm, which was just horrendous, and I had to turn off the mic and all that. So maybe just as well you didn't hear the first part of the show or see the first part of the show on Facebook with our live stream. The show has improved since that ugly incident with the throat phlegm. Stephen Miller is fantastic. Stephen Miller, who is a spokesperson for the Trump administration, not Stephen Miller, those other Stephen Millers. This guy's really, really, really good. Anytime I can get a really good audio clip of him, I share that with you. The audience, of course, loves it because he's just so damn brilliant. So, two things going on here that nobody else is going to tell you about. This is the first you've heard of this right here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. First, as I had mentioned before, the short commercial break. I believe what's really going on with all these Democrats who are going down to El Salvador to have their pictures taken with this illegal from El Salvador, who is a member of a drug gang, according to two courts in the United States. They're going down there because I believe they're going to be getting lots of campaign donations from the people on the far left. They're doing this to raise money. And I think they're going to be raising a lot of money from the crazies on the far left. So they know that you're not going to vote for them anyway. They know you're not in their districts. What do they care? I think they're doing this to raise a hell of a lot of money. And I believe they're going to do it. I really do. Which makes perfect sense in this crazy world of politics with today's militant Marxists that have pretty much taken over the Democratic Party. That and the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. I mean, Jesus, God. All right, so there's that. But there's even a bigger issue going on here now. And that is this. They want to establish a precedent where any illegal is going to have his day in court in America before he can be deported. Picture 20 or 30 million illegal aliens clogging up our court system. That's the play here. That's what's really going on. If they can create a precedent with this guy to say, hey, due process, everything, you multiply that by 20 million or 30 million, and it doesn't matter who won the last election. They essentially destroy our country using lawfare, using these corrupt judges. And by the way, there's an awful lot of blowback. Well, not even blowback is not the right word. But there are an awful lot of Trump supporters, who are starting to question the lack of, the apparent lack of any progress by some of Trump's most loyal nominees who have been confirmed. We're talking about Kash Patel and Dan Bongino and also Pam Bondi. But there's another person now who is getting an awful lot of grief, not a Trump guy, a Bush guy, and that is Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. There are an awful lot of people in MAGA Nation who are really starting to question if he is, well, again, it's all over Twitter. A lot of questions about whether he is compromised because of his role with not only this case, but also with a private club that he belongs to that includes a lot of the worst judges who are Obama and Biden appointees who have been leading the fight to undermine everything connected with Donald Trump's administration. These rogue judges and Chief Justice John Roberts apparently are the same peas in a pod. There are an awful lot of people raising lots of disturbing questions. I certainly don't know. What the hell do I know? But I got to tell you, there's a lot of unrest right now in MAGA Nation. A lot of unrest. All right, back to this. Stephen Miller. He pretty much nails it. And again, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear anything about the real reason these people are doing this, I believe, to raise a lot of money, which makes perfect sense in their insane world. And you're not going to hear anywhere else what Stephen Miller is going to be sharing with you right now. Or not. All right, what am I doing wrong here? Hold on. God, Jesus, hold on. What happened here? I had this Bluetooth thing all set up, and now it's not set up. Just bear with me here. Is this great radio or what, huh? Is this great professional radio or what? What has happened to my career? All right. Not to be too bitter. Hold on. All right, let me try this again. I can't. Okay, now I think it's going to work. Take two. Ignore the last 35 seconds of this train wreck of a talk show and just pretend it never happened, okay? Thank you. Oh, it's still not working. God, Jesus. Hold on. Why is this not working? Bluetooth is connected. It's not muted. What the hell is going on here? Hold on.
Saying to all thinking people, you have, in this case, illegal aliens from Venezuela sent here by Maduro who are members of a foreign terrorist organization, Tren de Aragua, an organization that the intelligence community has found is operating at the direction of a hostile adversarial foreign regime carrying out criminal enterprises to destabilize the political system in the United States. Those are the facts when it comes to TDA. So they're all illegal, they're all gang members, they're all foreign terrorists. And now facts. We are being told that they cannot be expelled from our country without an extraordinary amount of individualized adjudication at the district court, circuit court, Supreme Court, up and down, up and down, up and down. No American citizen receives this level of so-called due process. This isn't due process. This is called infinity process to keep you here forever. Yeah. That's what this is.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
No American citizen charged with a crime, with a serious crime inside the United States, a U.S.-born American citizen, receives this kind of process. Millions of dollars in free legal services, representation at every single level. I mean, do you think that there is any, for example, any American citizen who was persecuted, who was innocent related to January 6th, do you think they could just get this kind of relief, this kind of process?
No.
It was never available to them.
Yeah.
The whole system was rigged against them, just like it's rigged in favor of illegal alien invaders.
That is Stephen Miller, and I could not have said it better myself. Well, actually, I could have, but I didn't. But I was thinking it. I was thinking it. So there you have it. Two really important reasons why this stuff going on in El Salvador, which appears to be insane, is actually not insane at all. I believe it's to raise a lot of money for the leftists who are going down there, and I believe they will raise a lot of money off of this. I really do. And Stephen Miller's essentially saying what I had said before, and that is this due process is its infinity process. They clog up the court system. And if they can do this with one illegal, and there's no question he was here illegally from El Salvador. There's no question about that. Now multiply that by 20 million or 30 million or however many, you know, tens of millions of illegals the Democrats have allowed into this country. That's what's really going on. We're still fighting for the very soul of our republic. And this is how they're doing it now. And shame on Chief Justice John Roberts. He cares more about this one illegal from El Salvador and his constitutional rights, can't even believe I'm saying this, than he cared about the 2,000 or so Americans, the patriots, who were arrested and convicted regarding January 6th. Their conditions in their prisons were horrible. Chief Justice Roberts let the court system run roughshod all over them, did nothing to help these people. Thank God Trump gave them all pardons or commuted their sentences. But Chief Justice Roberts, and a lot of people, I'm telling you, they're thinking this guy is really compromised. He'll go to bat for an illegal from El Salvador that two courts said is a gang member. But nothing for the January 6th Americans who are rotting in those prisons, those American deep state gulags. Keep an eye on this Roberts guy. Keep an eye on Chief Justice Roberts. Keep an eye on him. All right, next. Remember Kathy Griffin? And how her career essentially ended when she did a meme with an image of a severed head of Donald Trump? And a lot of people were, of course, appalled by this. And I must say, and this may surprise you, a lot of these crazies on the left do have a lot of talent. That's how you got to know who they are. And Kathy Griffin had been, and probably still is, a very, very talented entertainer. I know it's hard to believe because now, you know, being involved in politics and her career is essentially over because of this insane thing that she did, and she's so hateful. Oh, God, is she hateful? Oh, my word. But she is very talented. A comedian and great at storytelling. Just a great storyteller. It's a damn shame that she threw it all away for her insane Trump derangement syndrome. It really is. It's just an absolute shame. So she had this meme, and it caused all sorts of grief, and understandably so, a severed head of Donald Trump. I forget what the words were, but it was clearly like, hey, let's decapitate Donald Trump. And her career pretty much ended at that point. So again, it's a shame. She's very talented, but all right. So now we have something very similar, although not a famous person, but very similar here in Ohio. A major university, this is a big one, Kent State. This story, according to Todd Starnes, Kent State University in Ohio is facing backlash over an art display that strongly suggested President Trump should be assassinated. Oh, it gets much worse. The giant art exhibit featured a gruesome image of President Trump's severed head. It gets worse. Severed head on a spike. Oh, it gets worse. The display also included the words, "We only have to get lucky once." Kent State University. There have been at least two assassination attempts that we know of to take out the president. We know that the left is churning up as much hatred as possible to get people to think that Donald Trump is Hitler and these are the Nazis and we got to do whatever we have to do in order to to stop these people and anyone connected with them. So let's deface Teslas. Let's burn down Teslas and burn down the dealerships and do all sorts of things and this, that, and the other. Kent State University is now part of this. The art is again depicting President Trump's head on a spike with the words, "We only have to get lucky once." Now, you might be wondering, gee, that's pretty harsh. What's Kent State University doing about this? Well, apparently it did almost nothing about this. Other than say, oh, this is our First Amendment right to put Trump's head on a spike and say, you know, we only have to get lucky once. I'll tell you the rest of the story after this short break. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. Dimitri, live and dangerously local.